When there's not enough real news happening, newsrooms get as restless as preschoolers fed sugar for 5 rainy days in a row. Not a pretty sight. As other newsrooms are wont to do under those circumstances, the KWMT-TV newsroom devoted itself to making its own news. I don't usually mind this self-generation of news as a sanity valve. Heck, I've participated on its fringes in newsrooms from Dayton to St. Louis to Washington, D.C. to New York. At this moment, in Sherman, Wyoming, the internal news came in the form of staff speculation about an imminent battle royale between me and anchor Thurston Fine. Yesterday, Thurston announced he needed Jerry, the studio camera operator, to film a summer promo this morning. That caused a mild stir because Thurston rarely did anything in the morning except prepare for a long lunch. Somehow, surely without effort on his part, he'd learned I'd blocked morning time with Jerry and arranged this intended bump to try to irritate me. It was all over his pampered face. I could have squashed him on the spot. I decided on a bit longer strategy. To meet expectations, I protested I had Jerry scheduled at 11 to shoot an in-studio interview for the Helping Out with consumer segment Elizabeth Margaret Danaher. Thurston pounced and said he needed Jerry at 10:30 and couldn't possibly be done in half an hour. Astute observers might have noticed Audrey trying to hide a grin. That's because, as today's assignment editor, she knew my interview was actually scheduled at 11:30. The less astute expected fireworks at 11. By 11:15, the newsroom was hyperventilating. I rose from my desk chair, picked up my bag, and went to the assignment desk. Audrey, if you'd please escort my interview subject to the studio when she arrives. Her name's Odessa Vincennes. I'm going to the studio now.
Dale, you heard her. I'm leaving that to you,
Audrey immediately said to a news aide. She didn't want to be stuck in the newsroom with the action in the studio. Condemned to miss the fun, Dale gulped.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Without looking, I knew the newsroom denizens followed me through the uninspiring hallways of Sherman's sole TV station, past the closed door of news director Les Hayburn's office, past the certainly locked door to Thurston's posh, by KWMT TV standards, office, past the library's seldom-used door, and, finally, down to a stretch in the studio. Michael Paycheck, KWMT-TV's sports anchor and my cohort in several investigations, grinned as I passed him on my stately progress. I maintained complete and deadpan dignity as he, too, fell in behind me. Mike's presence was a touching tribute. He'd set up an important remote interview with a baseball rookie hotshot who'd gone to the University of Wyoming, a place not generally considered a spawning ground for Major League Baseball talent, especially since the state has no high school baseball. See the things you learn from a sports guy? This John Smith, I'm not kidding, was tearing up the big leagues while maintaining a steadfast concentration that precluded interviews, except with Michael Paycheck of KWMT-TV. Turns out, as a child, John Smith followed Mike's football career at the University of Wyoming. Mike worked connections to get the guy into a studio in Pittsburgh for his side of the interview, while Mike asked the questions from here. Because, of course, KWMT wouldn't spring to send him to interview the guy in person. At the studio door, I took a deep breath. Some might have thought it was to prepare for battle. It was to quell an inclination to laugh. Still not looking back, I opened the door. Do you know how many people can pack into a none-too-generous hallway outside the KWMT-TV studio? Me either, because I didn't pause to count, especially since I wasn't acknowledging their presence, though I did happen to leave the door open. Already done 5 extra variations beyond what Les approved, Thurston, Jerry was saying. He regularly operated the 2 big studio cameras and served as floor director for newscasts, in addition to other in-studio camera work.
Then we'll do a 6th. Thurston interrupted himself by spinning around and flashing his anchor smile, believing he'd dawdled into my time.
Have we run over? But we must finish.
His exchange with Jerry and no red light warning against opening the door, Jerry would never overlook that, said they were past finished. No problem, I winked at Jerry,